This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Speaking of what things were like pre-pandemic, we are starting to see another shift in the workplace. Like Sabri mentioned, the giant tech firm Meta just announced a slate of layoffs, but it also announced that it is no longer listing new remote positions. And it's not just the parent company of Facebook and Instagram pulling back on remote work. A recent survey from the Labor Department shows nearly 3 out of 4 businesses say their employees worked remotely, rarely, or not at all, in 2022. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at this pushback against remote work and what it might say about our economy.
Since the pandemic began, companies have been punking their employees by changing their remote work policies. Like, okay, it's time to come back. Just kidding, Delta variant. Okay, come back now. Just kidding, Omicron. Okay, for real this time. Hello? Anyone out there?
We've seen those dates come and go over and over again for years now.
Andy Challenger is with the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
Really because employees voiced that they would leave.
Challenger says the power, once in the hands of workers with lots of options, is shifting back to employers, especially in industries with more layoffs and fewer job openings. Julia Pollack, an economist at ZipRecruiter, says most companies don't like fully remote work because studies show that generally, candidates who tend to apply for these jobs are less productive.
People who want to moonlight or who want to smoke pot all day or watch movies while working or whatever.
Workers in hybrid environments have the highest productivity levels because it allows for face-to-face meetings without the taxing everyday commute. And Pollack says companies that list hybrid jobs get the most applicants.
It is about twice as many and sometimes even more.
But it'll take more than strict bosses and a questionable economy to cement a back-to-the-office lifestyle. Economist Nick Bloom at Stanford says the push coming from the corner office also has the support of the younger workers in the pit.
They want to socialize. They also want to get mentored. And they normally live in, you know, apartments, flat shares, so they can't all work from home.
And this is something Mark Zuckerberg noted in his decision to pause remote hiring at Meta. He says data suggests engineers who started at the company in person performed better than people who trained remotely. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.